became the Hillman Art Society for 2 years, I landed an internship with the art guru, Erdene Ibernethy. And then after graduating cum laude with a BA in art history, I was hired as a corporate art buyer for E.H. Wright Industries.
It's quite a resume.
Yes, well.
So why are you here?
Excuse me?
Should be running a gallery, not substitute teaching.
I know. But it is my love of the little children that has driven me from the dog-eat-dog status-conscious, albeit lucrative, corporate sector to a more fulfilling occupation.
Couldn't find a job, honey?
Please hire me.
I'd love to, but I'm afraid they slashed our budget again. Art is history. However, the teacher for the remedial class just took a sudden leave of absence.
I'll take it.
You got it. You start tomorrow.
Just out of curiosity, why did this teacher take such a sudden leave of absence?
The kids played a little game of keep away.
Oh, is that all?
With her glass eye.
My wife, the teacher, I never thought I'd see today.
Who you telling? She's about as good with children as the Wicked Witch of the West.
Let's leave your mama out of this. Feeling useless. My life has become one endless downward spiral.
Yeah, well, why drag innocent children down with you?
Look, Jimmy Jobless. Hey. I don't need your support. I can do this.
Baby, I'm not trying to discourage you, but Joseph E. Johnson Junior High School is one of the roughest schools in Virginia. See?
Please, Dwayne. Don't worry about me. I can handle myself. I watched Lean on Me last night.
She's dead.
Oh, stop it, Ron. No, she's not dead. Now, come on, baby. You gotta remember something. Remedial doesn't mean slow anymore. It means a dumping ground for problem kids. You can't just waltz in there and expect them to respond to you. It's not gonna happen.
Okay. That's where you're wrong, Dwayne. Because I'm gonna be more than a teacher to these children. I'm gonna be a parent, a guide, a counselor.
That's right, baby.
They're light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, go, baby. Go, baby. Go, baby. She's dead.
She's dead.
She's dead.
No. Do you see those sisters? They are too tired.
Mm-mm-mm. Not half as tired as this table. Look at all these water spots. Now, Lena, watch. Wipe on, wipe off.
Step off.
Step off.
Hey, Lena. Charmaine.
Hi, Dorian.
Hello, Dorian. What's up?
You, baby.
I do believe I said Dorian.
And I forgive you. Lena, after the game today, we're going to have a party, and I was sort of wondering if you want to go with me.
It's gonna be ugly, man.
I'd love to.
Huh? Now, I asked you 5 times already. What's he got I ain't got?
A date.
I'll see you tonight, then.
Nothing sweet, Ray, so that is a church boy.
So?
So? You're gonna scare him off.
Excuse me. I know how to act like a lady.
Too bad some of us have to act.
Place. Yo, Byron, where you get your gear, punks are us?
Yeah, your pants is riding so high, I thought you was wearing shorts.
Leave me alone, please.
Hey, knock it off.
Sit down. Now. Don't bother thanking me.
Could you all take a seat, please? Now.
I bet she thinks she's cute.
Oh, cute.
She is. Sub's got crazy back.
Okay, when I call your name, please answer present. Creighton Adams.
What?
Please answer present. Creighton Adams.
What?
Blake.
It's Eli, and you bet not call me Elias.
Right from?
Hey.
Oh, life ain't me day car.
A little for me, sister.
How about I just call you Liv?
You don't respect me enough as a black man to learn my name?
My mistake, a live for me. Althea Hicks.
Present.
What was that?
Present, ma'am.
Ron Jackson Jr.
That's me, baby. And looking at you, I know I'm gonna need extra attention.
My name is Mrs. Gilbert Wine, and I'll be your substitute teacher for the week.
Why is it necessary to preserve not one, but two slave names?
If you're asking why I have hyphenated my name, it's to preserve my identity and still acknowledge that of my... Where's my purse?
Dang, girl, you ugly in this picture!
You ugly in this picture.
Hearty, hearty. Hey, hey, hey. Well, guess what I found in the little outline I have for you? You all have a test tomorrow in your American history. So take out those books.
This one?
That would be the one.
Nah, man. I think she means this one.
I got another one for you. All right. Come on in here, Chunky.
Chunky, I know.
The check stuff. Sit down.
I didn't realize it was so late.
Dorian, I had a really great time tonight. I was wondering when you were gonna ask me out.
Well, you know, Lena, you could ask me out yourself.
I didn't want you thinking I was jocking the basketball star.
I would never think that.
Oh, maybe we should stop.
You're right, Lena. You're right, Lena. We should.
Why? I didn't mean right this second.
I'm sorry, Lena.
No. Trust me. It's quite all right.
Lena, wait. I understand. We'll take things slow. Don't worry.
You're right. We should take things real slow because sex is not to be taken lightly.
That's right, Lena. And that's one of the reasons why I don't believe in premarital sex.
Excuse me?
I said I don't believe in premarital sex.
Oh, I get it. Gina and Charmaine put you up to this.
What?
All right, y'all. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Lena, I'm serious.
No. Seriously, though, I can't even...
No, wait a minute. This changes things?
I don't know. It's late, and I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Good night.
Okay, here she comes. Now, y'all remember what I said, all right?
Yesterday will not happen today. What happened yesterday will not happen today. Remedial does not mean stupid. Now, you're in this class because you can't act right in your other class. And that will not happen here today.
Yes, Ms. Gilberling.
You're young adults, and you will act as such.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, as I recall, you have a test today So let's start studying. Open your books to chapter 5.
What happened? What's wrong?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I heard silence.
Everything's fine. They just need a little kick in the pants.
They usually kick back.
All right, class, American history. What began the Civil War? I have finally found my calling, Dwayne. I marched in there with fire in my eyes and bass in my voice. You should have seen the principal's face.
Come on, baby, I'm proud of you. Get
me. Oh, this one's not right. This isn't right either. Oh, this one's gonna need a little tutoring, Miss Aisha. She ain't like me at first, but now we're really bonding. Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
What's the matter, Miss Lynn, on me?
Who alerted the Americans that the British were coming? Peter Pan. Wait a minute. What did the American revolutionaries throw into Boston Harbor? Your mama.
I hope she can swim.
Antichrists? Well, Sha, Miss Maples told me I could find you in here. What are you doing?
Well, child, I had a date to go dancing with Denzel Washington. But I decided to cancel and do the night sweep with this broom. Grab the dustpan for me.
Why are you doing the night sweeping?
Budget cuts, honey. We only have one custodian. He's got a bad back and a good union. So how did the first test go?
They didn't quite grasp the material.
I was talking about the test they gave you.
I failed miserably, which is why I feel it necessary to tender my resignation.
Fine. Empty that on your way out.
I'm sorry if I disappointed you.
You didn't. I knew you wouldn't make it.
Well, who could make it? This classroom is overcrowded. The children are totally unruly. We've got these old textbooks with I Love the Bee Gees written all over it. Got one little paragraph about black people in it. Says we were slaves and Martin Luther King came and marched. And now racism is a thing of the past. They teach us that we didn't even exist.
Oh, please. You're lucky you have books at all. Some classes don't, you know. The pocket change they give this school, we're lucky to have a place for the kids to learn and somebody to teach them. And with the few pennies that's left, I try to feed the kids that don't get fed at home. New and improved is a luxury we can't afford.
How could you let this happen?
Excuse me, Miss Joan of Arc? You're the one quitting, and after a whole day and a half. Wow. Well, I've been here 22 years. I've watched teachers like you come and go. You complain about the problems, but you don't stay long enough to take care of them. I saw your resume. You're smart. You don't like these books? Why don't you fill in the blanks? There is no rule that says teachers cannot be creative. Well, I guess that's a problem for the next substitute.
Principal Shaw, can we at least get some portable heaters in here? It's very chilly. Oh, wear a sweater.
So, did you hit that or what?
Brother, I didn't try.
Okay. So you're gonna play that shy, sensitive role while you're hitting another honey?
Terrell, man, I'm not hitting anything, man. I'm not down with that.
What you down with?
I'm not knocking any boots until I'm married, okay?
Damn, man, a brother could explode!
Look, man, you could get hit by a plane tomorrow. You're gonna die a virgin or a man. Oh, Terrell, cut it out, man. I mean, sleeping with 100 women never made anybody a man.
No. No, but show do make them happy.
I'm sick, man.
I thought you were gonna talk to him. Come on, Lena. Sex is not a good enough reason to lose a man like Dorian.
I don't know what to say, okay? He probably thinks I'm a tramp.
Just as well. So you can't mix a Christian with a heathen.
Excuse me. Lena, I just got one thing to say. I believe in much premarital play.
Well, I hope you like playing solitaire.
Ace, king, queen, jack.
I'm telling you, here I was thinking I was teaching you something, and you were pulling my leg the entire time. And I used to get upset when people said that black people didn't have anything to do with the history of this country, that we were lazy, that we weren't intelligent. But after being with you all for a few days, who could argue? But we never lose that sense of humor. Huh, Ron? I mean, really, Aunt Jemima invented the cotton gin? That was a good one.
You're a regular little Flip Wilson.
But the one who takes the cake is Miss Aisha. Class, listen to this. She did not get one answer correct on this test. Not one. Isn't it funny?
I knew the answers.
Hey, don't defend yourself now. You got a big fat zero. Being stupid is so funny.
I'm not stupid. Number one, Stephen Douglas. Number two, Robert E. Lee. Number three, Eli Whitney. And number four, the Declaration of Independence.
Number four is the Emancipation Proclamation.
Whatever, but I'm not stupid.
I know you're not stupid. I also know why you don't want to read this book. Because this book teaches us that we don't exist, that we weren't a part of American history. This book doesn't teach us the whole truth.
So why are we reading it?
Because it does give us a foundation. And I guess I have to fill in the blanks. So why don't I teach you some stuff that's not in the book?
Like what?
Like, where did we come from?
Slavery, ma'am?
No, Africa. Great civilization, ruled by African kings and queens.
He's absolutely right. There was Hannibal, Shaka Zulu, Cleopatra.
Cleopatra? Cleopatra's white. I seen her on cable last night.
Now, you saw Elizabeth Taylor. This is really Cleopatra.
No, for real?
For real.
Dang, look at all that gold.
That's where the rappers get it from.
Man, I need to talk to you.
I'm so sorry, and Dorian, for walking off like that the other day.
Wait, it's okay. I forget what I said.
What?
Wait, Lena, come here. Now, only a cornball would give up the chance to be with you, right?
Then let's go.
Where are we going?
My room. Charmaine and Gina won't be back for at least 10 minutes. Come on.
No, wait. Now, wait a minute. I'm lying.
I know you are.
Look, Lena. You see, fools like Terrell, they try to give as much as they can before they settle down. Now, you see, on my wedding night, I want to give my woman the gift no one else has had. That's what I was taught, and that's what I believe. Now, if you can't respect that, then we'll just have to be friends.
It might be nice not to have to fight a brother off every 5 minutes. But, you have to promise not to wear those tank tops around me because you look too good.
I'm trying to remember that.
By the way, nothing was really gonna happen just a minute ago. Just want you to know that.
Really?
Really? What kind of girl do you think I am? But it's nice to know that you're not after me just for my body.
Help me, Lord.
Damn, I'm good. Take a look at these test results. Mm. Not one bad answer.
Hey, I didn't know that.
What?
That your mama shot Abe Lincoln.
Okay, so I need a little more time with them, but I did light a fire under their little behinds.
Yes, you did, baby, and for that, you get one free massage.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I've teaching them all kinds of things. Mm. Shaka Zulu, mm. Toussaint, Nat Turner. Mm-hmm. Cleopatra.
Okay, baby, be quiet. This is Professor Wayne's class now.
And what are you teaching me today?
Everything.
That's my favorite subject. Mm. Everything.
Well, all you have to do to get an A is scream my name out loud.